Secrets to Automatic Attraction. I used to know this guy. He lived in Japan. He did magic as a hobby and sometimes for money, but mostly as a hobby. He made his money doing plenty of interesting side hustles. His tricks were pretty simple. Sleight of hand combined with some very, very powerful storytelling. Dude was a walking charisma bomb. When doing magic, there are two parts, the mechanics and the misdirection. His misdirection was his magician's patter, the stories he would tell while doing the tricks, and his very, very powerful eye contact. He would hold this magnetic eye contact with you while telling a story about something kind of confusing, stories that were using a lot of hypnotic techniques, and then he'd show you the magic. The tricks were either card tricks or tricks using common objects like coins or paper clips or rubber bands. He would fearlessly approach groups of people in bars and clubs, stroll up and do a 5 or 10 minute magic trick, and needless to say, this dude got laid like crazy. So what exactly was it about him that made all the Japanese ladies go crazy for him? Was it doing magic? Does doing magic tricks by itself do anything? Maybe. Was it the stories he told? Maybe. But they weren't purposely embedded with any kind of seductive language techniques. He was just telling stories about interesting things while doing interesting magic. Was he seen as an entertainer? Not really. He had zero energy of, please accept me. He had a very powerful presence, a very powerful frame. One that very few people have today. It's hard to describe, but it's very easy to feel. Not exactly a leadership frame. Not exactly a frame of authority. More of a frame of absolute presence and a frame of absolute self-enjoyment. You kind of got the idea that he enjoyed doing the magic tricks more than they enjoyed watching the magic tricks. Or maybe he enjoyed watching himself doing the magic tricks and they enjoyed watching him enjoying himself watching the magic tricks. Consider this idea. People judge us based on how we judge ourselves. Nobody's got enough time to ask us enough questions to form an opinion about us. They judge us by our frame, and our frame is all about how we think about ourselves. And since this guy really, really enjoyed being himself, other people really, really enjoyed him. This is the secret to easy attraction. Learn to enjoy being yourself as much as you can. Learn to enjoy expressing yourself as much as you can. Learn to openly love yourself as much as you can. And everybody will always want more of you. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/tools.